Tonight is the fifth midweek service in this Lenten season. Pastor Magruder is basing his message tonight on the Old Testament book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 1 through 8, and on the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 6, verses 25 through 35. He will read those for you now for his sermon titled, Elijah, Food for Life.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from 1 Kings chapter 19, beginning with verse 1. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So may the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by this time tomorrow." Then he was afraid, and he arose and ran for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he asked that he might die, saying, "It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers." And he lay down and slept under a broom tree. And behold, an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was at his head a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. And he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, for the journey is too great for you." And he arose and ate and drank, and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." Then he said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do, that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. For 40 days and 40 nights, Elijah walked. 40 days and 40 nights of looking back over his shoulder, wondering if Jezebel and her soldiers were catching up to him to repay him for what he'd done to the prophets of Baal. 40 days and 40 nights, Elijah went, until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. That's the place where God appeared to Moses in the burning bush. It's the mountain where Moses spent his own 40 days and 40 nights as God spoke to him and established his covenant with Israel. Now it's where God would speak to Elijah. A 40-day and 40-night trek for Elijah from death to life. Elijah's story is important for us, and honestly, it's a little puzzling. He had just finished one of the greatest prophetic victories of all time, defeating the 450 prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. It was a great show of God's power, and all Israel was there to witness it. The 450 prophets of Baal doing everything they could to get this false god to do something, anything, for them. But even after all their theatrics, their altar and sacrifice remained untouched, while Elijah did everything he could to prevent his sacrifice from being consumed. At God's command, he drenched it and all the wood on the altar in water 3 times until there was no way it could burn. That is, until it did. That is, until the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. The queen, Jezebel, didn't appreciate him killing all the prophets of her god, so she pledged to kill him. She would exact her revenge, but rather than defying her and being confident in the power of the Lord to protect him, Elijah was filled with fear and fled for his life. It is puzzling until you realize that it is not miracles or great shows of power that give us faith. Sometimes, after great demonstrations of his power, especially over the demons, the people are so fearful of Jesus that they don't believe in him and they ask him to leave. We think that Elijah should have been filled with boldness and confidence because of what just happened, and Jezebel should have been filled with fear. But that's just not the way it is. For faith, we need something else. For faith, we need the word and promises and food of God. So that's what God provides. Elijah flees into the wilderness and wants to die. But God isn't going to take Elijah's life. In fact, Elijah will never die. God is going to take him to heaven in a whirlwind, but not yet. So now he feeds his fearful and fleeing prophet. He's going to feed him twice, actually, now in the wilderness, where he provides him food and drink that sustains and strengthens him for 40 days and 40 nights of travel. But at the end of those 40 days, God will feed him again at Mount Horeb with his word. And as great as the food was that sustained and strengthened Elijah for 40 days and 40 nights, even greater was the food of God's word, which gave him the faith and the strength to return to Israel and take up the fight for God again. The word of God, not the miracles and signs. That was the food that gave him the faith he needed to go on. And this is how it always is and must be for us. Signs and wonders may be cool, but it is the word of God that gives faith. That's the food we need and the food that Jesus talks about in John chapter 6. That chapter is Jesus' instruction of the people after he fed the multitude of over 5,000 with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Now that's an amazing sign, right? And the people followed Jesus to the other side of the Sea of Galilee because they wanted more of the same. But when Jesus tries to teach them about the greater food that he's come to provide them, food that endures to eternal life, the people ask for a sign. What sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform? Hadn't Jesus just done that? But signs and miracles do not produce faith. They need it, and we need something more. And that more is what Jesus has not only come to provide, but it's what he is. For the Father gives the true bread from heaven. It was the Father who gave the manna in the wilderness. And it is the Father giving them bread in the wilderness now again, but now not the bread of free food like manna, but the bread that is Jesus. I am the bread of life, Jesus says. And just as it was for Elijah for 40 days and 40 nights after he ate, so it is with Jesus. Whoever comes to me, he said, shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. It's food for body and soul. He's always concerned with both, not just one or the other. Both is who we are, so he cares for and feeds both, food for body and soul. We are fed by and with the bread that comes down from heaven, fed by and with Jesus. And fed by and with him, we have the food that endures to eternal life. That's why for us, it is always word and sacrament, not one or the other, but both, always both. For Jesus is both. He is the Word of God made flesh, and the body and blood that is fed to us in the supper. He's the one who speaks to us in the Scriptures, and the one they speak of. He's the one who feeds us, who hosts us at his table, and the one who is the meal on the table. And just as we eat this bread through our ears and in our mouths, we have the food that endures to eternal life, that food for our journey from death to life, however many days or years that journey may take for us. Jesus is strengthening us for the journey through this life to the next, forgiving our sins and sending us back out into the world, a world in which, like Jezebel, hates us and what we do and wants to get rid of us. And he forgives us for our own gross sins of thought, word, and deed. By his word of judgment, God turns us from what we were doing to a better way, back to Jesus in repentance, back to Jesus in faith, back to Jesus as we pray, "Sir, give us this bread always." It's been a good journey these Wednesdays together. We've spent them in God's word and in prayer. Noah, Moses, Israel, Jonah, and Elijah. 40 days, 40 nights, 40 years, from death to life. God working for us and for our salvation. So don't fear the Jezebels of this world. Don't fear the journeys you will undergo, for the Lord is with you. And he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We confess our holy Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Lord, hear us as we pray in your name and as you have taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
The Collect for this fifth midweek service in Lent.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Go in peace and serve the Lord.